האלתר מן הוורדוק is מסביר why a person has קבולס, הסכומס, החלוטס, he will be very stark, that he will be a ben aliyah, he will be a talmid chochem, and when the nisyonis come lemaise, he's not oymed in the nisyonis. Pshas, the nisyonis come, he's not oymed in the nisyonis. What's the pshat? He's very stark, he's machlit, bekabole gmuro. And when the nisyon comes, he cannot be oymed in the nisayon. He doesn't manage to be oymed in the nisayon. What is the difference? What is the pshat? So he says he wants to be masbirit with a moshel. So the varshu veganovim, we spoke different zachar from the varshu veganovim. But he said, varshu is given ganovim. They would come over to a person, and they will tell him, you know, we have $100,000 for you, rubles it was, it's fake, but it's done so well that no one could chap. You go to the banks, you go to the police, no one could chap, mamash, no one could chap. So we ask him to sell you the $100,000 ruble, the $100,000 was sold for you for $30,000. So you make $70,000. There's no way no one could chap, it's mamash done. There's no way in the world. He's getting 70,000. So he told him, listen, here's the whole bunch. Take some of them, go to the bank, try to change it, and you'll see that if they don't change it for you. If they change it, go to the best bank, tell them that someone told you that it's fake, that it's not fake, it is fake. He goes to the bank, he goes to the police station, they check, they tell him, no, it's real. So he went to the police himself, when he went to every place. So it's a very good deal. He's getting $100,000, he pays $30,000. So he takes it. What is the emes? That it's taka, it's real money. That's the reason taka no one chapped. Instead of giving him fake money, they give him $100,000 real money. So where's the catch? So where the varshu veganovim make money? If they sell $100,000 for $30,000, you can't make no money. When he carries on walking, a guy that looks like a policeman stops him and tells him, you have fake money. I want to put you in jail. He starts to yell, it's not fake. He says, you don't see it's fake? Everyone sees that it's fake. He says, you know, just please, you know, you have to understand, I bought it from someone. Please, just forgive me this and this. The guy said, you know what? Okay, this time I'll take it away and forgive you, but it's the last time that I want such a story to happen with you. And he's happy and he gives over the money. And the varshu veganovim made $70,000 overnight. Yeah? Now, why this person gave the money right away? Didn't check mechitesa to police. Maybe the varshu veganovim sent someone. Why did it tell him, come to the bank, I'm telling you it's not fake. Come, we'll go to court, I'm telling you it's not fake. Tell us this. First, he's nervous. Maybe it's fake. Maize is not sure that it's not fake. It went through once, but he's not sure. Now, he didn't pay for it 100. He paid for it 30. He doesn't want to sit in jail, so he gives it away. If he was sure that it's real money, the police will start to yell, that more police will come. I don't want to give it to you. Show me from the judge. Show me this. Show me that. But Vale Maize, he paid $30,000 for it. He didn't pay the whole price. So he's not losing all the money. And Mitzad Sheni like, this fuck out. He's free. A person, when he decides, he will sit and learn. No. Olam Hazeh is gonished. I'm not worried. I will sit and learn. Achlot HaChazoka. Achlot HaChazoka. I will sit and learn. A real Achlot HaChazoka. I will sit and learn. I'm not nervous for the Olam Hazeh. I'm not worried for my friends. I'm not worried from this. The Achlot HaChazoka is, he does it for 30,000. He says he's mekabel 100,000. He's mekabel 100%. But Be'etzem, it's not 100%. When the Yitzhahor comes, he looks like the policeman, and he tells you, it's fake. If you don't do this now, you will not have friends. If you don't do this now, you will not have this. If you don't do this now, you will not have this. He mian gives up on the Torah. By him, the Torah was not 100% stark. The achlote, it was not a achlote chazoke. Achlote mirtzis, like the Chazanish calls it. It's not a real achlote. It was achlote. Stark achlote. He paid $30,000. The guy really went. He checked in the bank. He was asking to give $30,000. But when they make him fatumul, the police guy comes. He says, you know what? Say that. I was speaking to Shonore. I was showing the oil with the crowd. I kind of don't want to be a part. And it goes through. I want to speak about one yesoid. A very wichtige yesoid. I think it's very important. There's a lot of people recently, God has spoke to me about these inyanim. That's the reason I'm bringing them up. A lot of people feel that they're not happy. They don't have sipuk. They're not sufrid. Everyone in his gdorim, in his problems. But they're not happy. They're not happy. And they come, they want to be happy, they don't feel happy enough, they're missing. I'm not speaking on the Meshugoy. Meshugoy, we had the doctor. These people, I don't speak to them. The normale mensch. The normale mensch felt in the sipuk, felt in the simcha. And his one answer was one real answer. He said that Vagma of Shach spoke out a lot of times. A lot of people, they don't have their own hatzloche. I'll explain what I mean to say. Chazal say a moshel that people were going in a boat. There was one big seicher, another seicher, another seicher, another seicher. There was a Talmid Chochem. He was sitting with a seifer. All the seicherim asked him, where's your seicher? He said, my seicher is here. He showed the seifer. They were laughing. One of them had 100 barrels of wine. One of them had 500 cows. One of them, everyone had a seicher. They were going to a different country to sell. And he said, this is my seicher. Then in the middle of the way, they came, parrots, and they took away, they captured the boat, they took away all the seichers, and they took all of them to be avadim. They put them, they bring them to the city to sell. Different people came, there was some yidden there, and they started to speak to this person. He was a very big Talmud Chochem, and miyad, everyone took him, or paid him. So he took care of his other guys also, and he told them, this is my seichir, no one could steal away from me. No one could take away from me. A person has to know the sipuk that a person has, the simchas chaim that a person has, is when a person works on himself. It's the most simchas chaim that a person could have. The Yetzer Hara tries to tell you not like that. You have to do a lot. A person knows he could do a lot. He could organize a whole wedding for a friend that doesn't have nothing. Mamish, from top to bottom, mamish, he's organizing it. And it's bad to me, it's a freedom, mamish. And like mamish, towards the end, something goes wrong, someone gets him angry, the guy doesn't appreciate it enough or something, and he blows up and he's so angry, gonish geblim. Or even if a ganze zach, someone says a piece of word to him, and again he's in a bad mood. People try to make themselves happy. People try to make themselves happy. You see it when Purim comes. See, guys, the more ledik is the guy, the more wine he wants to drink. And, he tries to find, a car, maybe to go to collect for a tat. And sometimes, it's not Baruch Hashem, the Val Noon came over to me this year. Baruch Hashem come to ask. They want to go back to help the yeshiva to collect tat in their yeshiva. Yeah? When a Baruch comes as a shayla, it means he doesn't find himself, and he's scared that he will not be happy in Purim. I don't blame him, yeah? So he remembers then, when he went to the Olam with the Tat, in the old yeshiva, he felt a Purim. So he's whole scared, when he got to Yom of Purim, and he's scared, Nebuch, he will not be happy in Purim. You know how was Purim by the Chazanish? After the Megillah, They're saying Shoshanas Yankev was one tansel, he drank a little l'chaim, and this was this whole poor. Pinchas Nish felt he's missing something. And you could say, you know, but Igdenim, Sigurd Lebedig, everyone is coming, so maybe they have it. That was Mish Givenas. He drank Shoshanas Yankev, one tansel, and this was the Purim. What's the Pshat? What did Rabbi Yashi? What is this Purim? He's missing. One day, like Chavan, Rabbi Yashi, like, you know, maybe I couldn't walk. Oh, what was the Pshat? Pshat is when a person is full, when a person is shalem, he doesn't need outside things to make him happy. Rabbi Yashi doesn't go to any class chasne out of the city. I think it's a mass meet. Nice, he's missing articles. So the other stuff is a kaltayid. No, he's full, he doesn't need. But all the other people need these other things, they're not full. They're not mole. When a person is mole, he doesn't need someone to make him happy. When he feels that he's not happy, he needs people to make him happy. Everyone sees it in different matzavim of him in life. When he's learning good and that, he needs less. It's a big nekuda that people don't realize, and this is Be'etzem, the secret, and it's a long secret. I know it doesn't happen from today to tomorrow, but when a person works on it, this Be'etzem makes the whole change. A person has to try to fill himself up with himself. To fill himself up with himself. To be full, not from Zaytik Ezach. Not from Zaytik Ezach. To be full from himself. When he's full from himself, I'll give you an example. Someone, Tamilin Amol in Yeshiva, he's a lawyer, someone. He, Baruch Hashem, he does a lot of chesed. Chesed that he does, he lives in Flatbush. But the problem is, in America, it's Geit HaZeh. In Lakewood, everyone takes care of the people that are sitting and learning. It's all different organizations. In Flatbush, they don't take care of them. I don't know if they appreciate them, but for sure they don't take care of them. There's a lot of choshev people that are sitting in Yigalayit, they're learning 30, 40, 50. And mamash, they don't have a penny. And the problem is in Flatbush is that, you know, they're even embarrassed, you know, it's not like to go to buy in cheap places, you know, all of them come from better houses. So this, Gemal Balabas took on himself, he raised, maybe before Pesach, before Sukkot, a huge amount from all of his friends, and he gives it out, a very becoveted convey. Wait a minute, the marshal, he gets the best place that people buy suits, for 300 families, they could buy, mamish, and mishkin, you know, sales, they go to the normal store, and they have as a, they mechayev his cheshbon. So the husband comes with the mishpacha. You know, the wives get the special clothes, the kids get the special clothes. Mamish. Very becoming. And no one knows about it. It's a normal shopping, normal store. And as I count, it's just mechayev they count. They choose what they want. So he called me 6 months ago. His sister-in-law is getting married. So it's mishpocha, they wanted special clothes to buy, you know, it's kind of clothes, not mishaneh, they're going to go to the wedding. But they realized that, you know, I think in Masa they can't afford it themselves. The clothes that his mishpocha wanted to buy was a couple of good $1,000. It was like $5,000. Let's cover the eating, I'm just, $5,000. He doesn't have enough $5,000. You know, Baruch Hashem, he has his work, he has a panosi, he pays his zachen. No, he's a lot, but he does the extra. It's $5,000. That's chutz from the other zachen. I'm already casting him $20,000 for the choice that he has to, you know, dress his kids and this. But what does mishpacha want? It's $5,000 he kept. So I thought he wants tzedakah. I'm saying, I also don't have money, but why are you calling me? He says, no, I'll tell you why I'm calling you. So we made that order in that store to buy, you know, that special things that the mishpacha wanted, and we called to cancel. Because we can't afford it. So the store told me, listen, name is Beryl Hatzachani told me, every year, twice a year, you make an order by us. Over $1 million before Pesach, over $1 million before Sukkot. we'll treat you for your mishpacha. You can get it for free. Not to get a tzedakah. We give you anyway a cheap price. You know, you give us chara. We do a tzedakah, but you know, we have a retail of $1 million in all of our business. It's kedai for us. You're a good customer. You deserve such a coupon. Give out. So I said, so now why are you calling me now? You want to give it to me? But why are you calling me? She said, so I spoke to my wife. And she told me, listen, the maaser, we're doing this mitzvah for the last 5 years. No one in Flatbush knows that we are doing it. Because the people give us the money, but no one, we do it very quietly. We never get schar in this world for this mitzvah. What, to take $5,000 schar for this mitzvah now and to eat by Ilam Hazar from the Ilam Habe? It's not good. Better not to have it than to have the mitzvah for Ilam Habe. Or to be nene schar from the mitzvah. I've added the guy's giving it for free. But Lemaise, we're nene Ilam Hazar. We will not open us a nene Ilam Hazar from the mitzvah. So we decided to call you to ask you a shalle if to take it or not to take it. I don't listen. I don't know if I would be in your position if I would have even a shayla. Could I would just take it? Yeah. But, I said, thank you to be such a talmud. Thank you. I'm so kolakavah. But if you have such a shayla, don't take it. If you're holding a madrega and you manage to ask such a shayla, not to be nene from the mitzvah, don't take it. I got a phone call after 3 days. You have to hear what happened. So we decided not to take it. Today in the afternoon, you know, they have that cheder. It's not the cheder, it's the second one. I forgot the name, though. In Flatbush, the kids is there in that school. You know, we, because we bought a batim, so we had to buy the raffle. And we got a raffle for $5,000 cost to buy in that store. It was even more specific. I said, it's called the Eden. I'm not going to specific. Mamash, exactly that. I want to ask you a shot. These people are so happy. They were so happy when they had a shaylif to be nenef in the mitzvah. They were so happy when they decided not to take the $5,000. And they were so happy when they got the $5,000 because they had $5,000. Because they got a smile from Hashem. So excited. I was with them in three excitements. If what? Nothing. And a person that won $5,000 somewhere, has $5,000, very happy. 2 minutes comes home as an argument, and the guy says, Simcha Geit Avek. People build themselves. They have a mitzvah. They're not nene from the mitzvah. That's fakert hand. We do, and we try to chap. You know, maybe we'll get something. Try to chap. Maybe someone will give us epis. Nene. I'm nene. I did a pure mitzvah. I'm nene from the mitzvah. I'm nene from the mitzvah. Nene from the mitzvah. Pure. I'm nene from the mitzvah. A person could build themselves up. And I will explain. I want to tell you two things that I heard this week. One thing I heard Shabbos. As a Choshev Yid, Reb Zundel Kreuzer. If you know about it. Choshev Yid, someone told me a story. I don't know if it's true or not, but the story is a good story. He, I think, from 8 years old, he never missed Vasikin. Never missed Vasikin. Recently, he was going around with us to Davin, and on the way, he fell on the floor. The way to Shachris. He got cut, he was bleeding, it was with his ankle. Kids, you know, he got up, took care of himself. His ankle told him, Zayde, as my life, if we run, we'll make it to the nets. He said, Ich leif nicht da rein zu Shachris. I don't run into Shachris. All of his life, he's over 80. He never missed, over 60 years, he never missed a vesikin. Aber ich leif nicht da rein zu Shachris. This person goes, he davens shachris. Every time he comes to the shachris, he finishes shachris, he's full. He davens shachris. We finish shachris, we're not sure if we daven or not. We get shachris every time. I remember both Moged Avraham and I remember Moedim. I'm not sure if I said slachlon, if daven again or not. That's the shaila sign. These are the good ones. I get my tovah and aleinu, yeah? The person. Put on the tefillin, oh, he missed this minion, chaps around this minion. If the guy of the shtiblach yells on him that he goes into an early minion, he gets all offended with the guy of the shtiblach, why doesn't let him to chap the minion in the middle? I was in a bris yesterday morning. The sandik was Rav Meir Soloveitchik. The sons of the Buskerot, a couple of them. Rav Yeshua, it was Rav Berel, it was Rav David, Rav Meir. Chosh Meir. Meir Chosh Meir. has a smaller yeshiva, the other yeshivas are bigger. I never knew him personally. He was mechubin in Sadeh Kodesh. So they put him to sit on the chair of the Sadeh. You know these chairs of the Sadeh. But you know he's a bit shorter. So his feet didn't reach the bottom. So the moyel was Rabbi Yeshechta. It's Choshev Yid, a big tzaddik. Rabbi Yeshechta, you heard about him. Very Choshev Yid. He was the moyel. So Rabbi Yeshechta goes and brings a chair like this. The feet will reach the chair. The kid will be salad. Finished. To put my feet on someone else's chair without permission? What, the whole lesson put feet on the chair? Later, my feet of Andre mentions Benkel. So they took out a handkerchief as that, they put it on the chair. Say, let go. He had put his feet. Never put his feet on someone else's chair. There was an argument there, I think it was a sky chair. It doesn't get dirty. We're going out, people starting to argue with him. Technically, yeah. So he doesn't know that sky could be clean. Such a person goes around. He's full. He doesn't need a big yeshiva to make him happy. He doesn't need to have a matzav to make him happy. He goes around. He's makpid am gezel. He doesn't put his feet on someone else's chair. He's full. He's a shalom. I want to tell you, everyone wants to be happy. Everyone is missing the happiness. A person has to start to work to fill himself up, to start to be a shalom. And it doesn't start overnight, and it doesn't start made of. People say, I want. You start. A person takes a shachris. Leif nicht harein zu shachris. Some people can't do that because they were never from a Asar Rishonim and a shachris. They were never. They never had a tzad to be the 3 minutes before. Never. Shachris starts 7 o'clock. They never left the house before 7. Why? You become a shalom with yourself. A person has to become a shalom with himself. If a person will work to be a shalom with himself, he'll be matzliach. He'll be very matzliach. And this will make him happy. B'simcha legamri. B'simcha legamri. But this is what a person has to do. It starts with small little things. People try to make themselves happy. They try to make huge projects to make themselves happy. He's learning. He goes to the Kaisel 40 days to make him happy, yeah? To make someone else happy in his family. He wants to finish Megillah for Purim. He'll make himself happy. He doesn't chap. Small projects. No one could steal it. It stays inside you. His makbid al kashrus. Every place that he doesn't eat, he's happy. He doesn't need to tell people that he's doing it. He's in a madrege. He doesn't go to these places. He doesn't eat in these places. He's a bal madrege. The more a person manages to build on his own little nekudas to make himself happy, the more nekudas that he manages to build, the more nekudas that he manages to fill, he becomes much happier. Much more besimcha. Much more besimcha. No vas. I started. The achlote has to be a strong achlote. If the achlote is not a strong achlote, it's worth nothing. It's worth nothing. These people are happy. They don't need nothing else to make them happy. B'meile, they don't have nisyonis. They have to go out. They have to do. They're happy. They're sitting and learning. They're happy. They're someach b'chalko. But in ein ani limili, if a person will not work on himself, it will not happen. But if a person will work on himself, Be'ezus Hashem, he will have Siyata Dishmaya.